Hey ladies and gentlemen, this is Max Harding and I am joined by Matthew Fox to create another ratings list. Today's list is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, worst to best, Matthew's opinion, but I've got a few things to point out before we begin. I am deeply sorry that I have not been able to put out a recent podcast lately. It's really hard with coronavirus and all that, and it's hard to find people and obviously. Also, the connection won't be the best. Obviously, because I'm having to call Matthew rather than him being in the room. Another thing to point out, Matthew, it's your second time. How do you feel about that?
It's amazing. You know, I feel honored.
Yeah, he feels honored. Like he should do. If you've been on this podcast and you don't feel honored, then I'm going to be very, very offended. Matthew, how has your day been? How has your day been?
School and everything. I'm not really doing anything because of everything going on. So, boring, I guess.
Alright, fair enough. I hope this is going to turn that boring into happiness. Alright, as I said earlier, Matthew's list is on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and this is including the main seven, including Gina, as well as including Hitchcock and Scully. This is Matthew's opinion, as I said earlier, so if you agree with it, cool. If you don't agree with it, not necessarily cool, but it's fine. I don't mind. Please leave comments in the comments, and please subscribe. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone you know, and I won't keep you waiting any longer. So, Matthew, who is coming in at number 9?
So, coming in, love, I would say it's Terry.
Terry? What?
Yeah.
Oh. Why is it Terry, Matthew?
Well, I mean, because he's a sergeant and everything, I kind of feel like he doesn't want to mess around and he kind of just wants to do his job, you know, so he's not really into his game.
Mm.
You know, the game's just easy, yeah, he's more of a sit down, get to work than down guy, in my opinion.
Yeah, he is definitely more, he's not necessarily, he like makes the others funny to like mess around with sort of thing, if you know what I mean.
So
Terry is coming in at number 9. Now, as I may have forgotten to point out, we're rating this on the characters of who's the funniest. Alright? So, Matthew, who's coming in at number 8?
So, coming in at number 8 is Hulk.
The captain himself.
The captain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's serious, I guess. He doesn't really, I want to say he doesn't really have emotions, but he does. He just doesn't really show them if you go out of it. So, he comes in at number 8, because she doesn't take in any other game, or any game. She is just really, he's super serious. But, yeah, super serious. He's just kind of,
fair enough. I accidentally binge-watched the 6th season yesterday, and without meaning to, and then I got really sad, because I didn't mean to finish it, obviously. I watched the Maze Runner yesterday, the second one. It's good. But I've watched it. So, yeah. It's really good. That just wanted to point out. What have you watched recently? Bit in the comments. Matthew, what is number 7?
So, coming in at number 7 is Hitchcock.
Hitchcock. And why is it Hitchcock?
They are funny, but I personally think that everyone higher than them, like the higher numbers, is more or less funnier. Because, they're characters, but they're not really, like,
main characters.
In the whole,
yeah.
in every scene, you know? It's more or less just, like, in the precinct instead of going out and doing crimes, and, you know, so that's why I chose them.
Yeah, fair enough. So I'm guessing your next one is going to be Sky?
You are correct.
I am correct. Like, why is Scully ahead of Hitchcock?
So I chose Scully because, like Hitchcock, he's not really anywhere else apart from the, what's it called, prison. So he comes in at number six.
Fair enough. Do you think they are better to funnier together or funnier apart?
I beg your pardon?
Do you think they're funnier together or funnier apart?
They're always technically together, I'd probably say they're funnier together, you know? I think they're funnier together.
Agreed. Who's coming in at number five? Who's coming in at number five?
Who do I think is more funny, eh?
No. Who do you think is coming in at number five?
Coming in at number five is Boyle.
Charles Boyle. And why? Why have you got him at number five?
I chose Boyle because... Jake and he's just so stupid, so if he comes to him, he is funny, but it's not really as funny as everyone else.
I see what you're saying. Alright. I want to say who's coming at number four, but I'm intrigued why you put Boyle so low. I mean, you just told me, but as in, what makes others funnier than him?
Pardon?
What makes the others funnier than him?
Boyle is always with Jake. They're kind of like, it's like some scenes where they were together, in season one, I think it was, Rosa, it was when they went to that, it was like the test weapons out and it's like drill, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know what you mean.
Yeah, it's just Rose, yeah. Just Rose, yeah. Just, yeah.
Alright. Who's coming in at number four?
Number four? Okay. Coming in at number four is Gina.
I gotta say, I probably put Gina a little higher, same with Boyle, but keep going.
I chose Gina because she's just like overconfident and like, you know, just kind of thinks about herself, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just funny because you can just hear her rant or going on about how cool she is or what she's thinking about, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's why I chose Gina.
In my opinion, though, I don't like it when she leaves Jake and all that behind, sort of thing. When in the sixth season, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you think's not who do you think? Who is coming in at number three?
Coming in at number three, I chose Amy. Because
Amy Santiago.
She's just, you know, just her dancing is terrible. what's it called? Yeah, her dancing is terrible. She's competitive, so it's kind of like when she's trying to be competitive, she can do something stupid, and I find that funny.
Yeah.
She's trying to be impressive, and she usually like messes up or something, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
She always, yeah, and sometimes she chooses like not necessarily bet, but she says, oh, this is going to be blah, 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 and then she gets it wrong, and then it's just funny.
Yeah. Fair enough. You quite like how she's a bit of a nerd, if you know what I mean. As in, like, how she really likes the bowels and stuff. In the season 6. You kind of like how she's a nerd in that, and how she likes laminating and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is quite funny. Right. So who's coming in at number 2? One away from the number 1 spot. Between Rosa and Jake, who is it?
I chose Rosa.
I mean, it kind of had to be Rosa. You got to give Jake the number 1 spot. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Why have you got Rosa in 2nd above Amy and the rest?
I chose Rosa as she's like serious.
Yeah, so serious.
She's always, like, too serious, you know? And it's kind of funny because sometimes she can just be funny. I mean, I don't really know what to say. She's just funny.
If things get out of hand, she just wrecks everything. Yeah, I find her funny. I think she's a good character. I think she contrasts it well as she's mostly dark and then she, like, everyone around her makes her, like, cry, and well, not necessarily cry, but there's, Gina makes her cry, and it's kind of funny, because out of nowhere she starts crying, and stuff like that, so yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Now, why, I think we all know why, but why have you given Jake the number 1 spot?
I chose Jake at the number 1 spot, because he's just stupid. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He's just generally stupid. Sounds mean, but what I mean is he's funny. He's stupid around things. He tries to impress Holt, or he tries to, bet with Holt. It's funny, sometimes it's not, and sometimes it works, and sometimes it doesn't, and when it isn't funny, it's more funny, so yeah.
Alright, well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you really enjoyed this episode. Again, apologies for the late... how late it was. It's hard, obviously, but we've done it now. I'm going to try my best to get one done on Saturday. Obviously, it's hard because, like, coronavirus and everything, and trying to find people that want to do it. And unless they want to do it, everybody wants to do it, of course they do. But find people that can do it. It's chaotic, but I'm trying to do my best, and... thank you, Matthew, for your 2nd time. I guarantee you he'll be on in the future. Hopefully it won't have to be online. Obviously the connection obviously isn't the best. So apologies for that if you found it quite hard to listen to in the moments. But if you enjoyed this episode, tell your friends, tell your family, and tell everyone you know. Because it would really help me out. And yeah. Also, if you want to comment anything in the comments, like who your funniest character would be, or just if you really like it, or just whatever, I don't care what you put in the comments. Not in a mean way, but as in, like, put whatever you want in the comments. Unless it's really mean to me, which I don't want that. But thank you, and once more, thank you. See you in the next one.